Chuck O'Rourke. I work for USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service. I'm the district conservationist here in Kissimmee, Florida.
And I know y'all have a message for the big picture here that you're going to help be delivering about rural health. Tell us what that's all about.
Yes, we are refocusing on soil health, and so we're here to provide some information to the farmers in the ag community on the importance of maintaining the health of the soil underneath the ground.
Well, you know, looking at your exhibit here, decrease input costs, protect against drought, increase production, protect resources, unlock your farm's potential. Sounds to me a lot like your original charge way back when, decades ago, for NRCS.
Yes, it is. We've been charged to maintain the amount of soil on agricultural land so that we don't get the erosion and from the wind and the water that we saw back in the Dust Bowl days and at times since then. It's real important for us to maintain that healthy living system underneath us and so that we can produce the crops that we need to.
Now, I just sat in a session yesterday with Bayer Crop Science talking about the population growth expected in the world, and we've got our work cut out for us globally, not only in this country but around the world, in feeding that growing population. Let's hone it down into the southeast here, in the deep southeast in our coverage area. You represent Central Florida. I know we've got several active programs in play right now for farmers and ranchers to be aware of. What's some of the sign-up openings that are going on right now?
Well, of course, we always have our financial assistance program, such as our Environmental Quality Incentive Program, which is a continuous sign-up, and we are currently processing applications we received from last year. And then also our Wildlife Habitat Incentive Program is another continuous sign-up. We do have a couple initiatives under there that we are looking at receiving some sign-ups so we can process those applications, such as the Longleaf Pine Initiative, the Seasonal Height Tunnel, Working Lands for Wildlife. The gopher tortoise has been identified as one species of concern here in Florida that we're working for as far as wildlife goes.
One of the messages we try to remind folks of is that if you missed one sign-up period, pay attention. There will be another one coming down the road, and it's a constant ongoing process, isn't it?
That is correct. As far as our financial assistance program goes, it's continuous sign-up, and we can always get you into the next one. However, it's never too early to start conservation planning on your property. We issue or help landowners with conservation plans for their property and develop those plans based on their goals and objectives. And a better conservation plan and the more time we have to work on it, the better off we'll be with making the financial assistance go further.
A lot of experts available in NRCS to work hand-in-hand with farmers and ranchers. What am I not asking that you'd like to push out, particularly to our Florida agriculture audience?
There are a few initiatives, the Gulf of Mexico Initiative, some of our restoration of the longleaf pine, and some of our species of concern for some of our wildlife habitat programs.
And those are rather new programs in terms of the big picture of this. I mean, EQIP and some of those have been around a long time, but I know this Gulf Initiative, for example, is really making a huge difference in the way the farmers can operate up there and giving them a lot of help to do so, especially Suwannee River Valley and some of those river valleys up in the Panhandle and the Big Bend area.
Yes, it is, and I think it's going to be extremely important for us to get a handle on some of these resource concerns that we address with these particular financial assistance programs.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.